Well, hello there. Nice to have you aboard. Got a good message for you today. Hope you stay with me. Ooh, yeah. You know, you probably heard the expression, well, if it's worth having, it's probably worth fighting for. Well, maybe not, you know. I'm an old soldier from way back, and when I was a child, you know, that used to be the motto. If it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. Well, not necessarily. A lot of things in this world may be worth having, but they may not anymore. And I underline the word anymore, be worth fighting for. When I was a soldier in the military, the general attitude among the men was, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Thousands of miles away from home, and I can't even speak the language. At this particular time, it was the Mediterranean island of Cyprus I was on. Greece and Turkey, oh, they were fighting like cats and dogs for a bigger slice of the pie. And our job was to get between them. Get between two fighting factors. Picture, if you will, now some of you may have been there during this time, high up in the Crenia Mountains of Cyprus. On a top, on a peak. And on one side you have the Greek Cypriots, and on the other side you have the Turkish Cypriots. And they both wanted more of the island, or all the island. And they would fight like cats and dogs all night long, mostly at nighttime. And we were in the middle to keep them apart. Peacekeeping, they called us. Peacekeepers. We were stuck in the middle. And at nighttime when they unloaded their barrage of fire, oh, man, we had to take cover. We had no place to go except behind the rocks. You can visualize that. Our peak, where we were, was lower and theirs was higher, so they could shoot over our heads, but they weren't always going over our heads. So you get the picture, right? Do you know what it's like to dig a foxhole in the middle of a conflict on a mountaintop? Not only was it noisy, it was downright suicidal. But it was ground, believe me, it was ground worth fighting for. And that's the title of my message, worth fighting for. You'll find things that come along in your life every day that may be worth fighting for. But it's up to you. Actually, it's between you and the Lord. Do you fight for it or do you give it up? There are some things that you just don't need to have. They're not worth fighting for. If you don't believe me, when you get to glory, you can ask the Apostle Paul. He knows all about that sort of thing. Something else that's worth fighting for is not a Caribbean paradise, but the paradise to beat all paradises, to beat them all, our heavenly paradise. Now that's worth fighting for. Oh, yeah. That's where you can talk to Paul face to face about everything that's happened and or is happening now upon the earth. Oh, yeah. Now, if you'll open your Bibles, please, if you have them, if not, that's fine. You can just listen as we go along. I'm going to Matthew 5. Excuse me. Matthew 5. And we'll read the first 12 verses. This will set the stage for our message today. The first 12 verses. Okay. Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. Please listen carefully. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, okay, what do we have here? We have the Beatitudes, right? Listen carefully. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, rather, for they shall be called the children of God. And verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And finally, verse 12, the Lord Jesus said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Wow. Wow, how exciting is that? Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, let's say a quick word of prayer, and then we'll get on with the message. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time you've given me to deliver this message. I pray, Lord, you'd give me utterance. I pray, Lord, that those who listen, their ears, Lord, would be unstopped, their hearts would be open. And not only will they hear, Lord, but they'll apply. They will apply these precious truths to their lives. And if there be one listening, Lord, who is not saved, I pray, Lord, that this will be their day of salvation. For I ask everything in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You know, I want to focus, I know I read the Beatitudes, I read all 12, but here I want to focus on verses today on verses rather, 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner against you falsely for my sake. And verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. How many have heard the cliche, as I mentioned at the outset, if it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. Well, when you were a young lad, did you not perhaps fight for your girlfriend because somebody was trying to steal her? Well, you really thought she was worth having, didn't you? Oh, nah, well, forget it. She's too ugly to fight for. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. What about a child or a little old lady? Are they worth fighting for? You betcha. Right to the last ounce of your breath and strength. Unfortunately, in a world that's gone wild, as ours would seem to be, people go wild over things that are not worth fighting for. Not. And that's a shame. Because many innocent lives are lost. Many. The point is, if it's a biblical saying, then it's something that must be adhered to. On the other hand, if it's a worldly saying and has nothing to do with the Word of God, well, then, it's simply what I mentioned before, a cliche. That's all. Nowhere in the Bible does God say, if you want me, then you must fight for me. Oh, no, not at all. You see, what God has given to us is something we must never need fight for. Never need fight for. If such were the case, we would never attain it. It's important to understand that everything that comes from above is free for the asking. In other words, it's a gift. Salvation is a gift from God, ready to be asked for. All you have to do is repent and believe. Believe in Jesus Christ. That he went to the cross at Calvary, that he shed his precious blood for the sin of the whole world. That's all you have to do. Believe. Repent and believe. It's a gift. Did you ever have to pay for a gift? Oh, if you did, then, well, it wasn't a gift, was it? But the gift I'm referring to, you have to seek it. You have to seek it. No, it's not hidden. Actually, it's in plain sight. Where? In your King James Bible. That's where. In the book of John, verse 3:36. Let me read it for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I think I said John 3:36. That's John 3:16. I stand corrected. You see, none of us is going to be perfect until we reach glory. We do make mistakes in the things we say, the things we do. So, if you think you're perfect, then chances are you're thinking incorrectly. Yes, you are. God so loved the world. You know, this is definitely a gift you can share. Your salvation. Now, you can't say, well, I'm saved, so if you believe what I'm telling you, then you're saved too, because it's just like having two on a match. You can't do that. You can't do that. The person you're witnessing to has to believe themselves as well. You can't believe for them. You can't say, well, I said a prayer for you that the Lord would save you, so you're okay. Go about your business. No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work like that at all. This is definitely a gift you can share, but only by showing it to them in the King James Bible, John 3:16. It's that simple. Oh, it's a gift that's priceless. It's priceless. And once you receive it, well, God never takes it back. Never. As long as you live on this earth, you will be indwelt by that gift that you received from Jesus Christ. The gift of salvation. No one can take it from you. Nope. It's the gift of salvation, and it's totally free. Totally free. It's priceless because of where it came from. And it's non-returnable because there are no refunds. No refunds. You see, the donor suffered and died for it. You get the picture? Jesus Christ. Once you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, his grace binds you until the day of redemption. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. So right now you're thinking, well, sure, there has to be a catch here somewhere. And there it is right there in verse 11. Right there in verse 11. Men shall revile you. They'll persecute you. They'll say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake. But bear in mind, bear this in mind, please. The world hated him before it hated you. What Christ went through on that terrible cross at Calvary to set you free from the curse of sin is far greater than any pre-wrath tribulation you will ever experience in your entire life. In your entire life. Oh, yes, you'll be reviled. And sure, you'll be persecuted. And you'll be spoken evil of. Or even if it is false, for his name's sake. For his name's sake. But even if you can't, the news is still good. It's found in the very next verse. Verse 12, it'll put a smile on your face and a glow in your heart. Listen carefully. The very first word in verse 12 is what? Rejoice. Rejoice. And then what? And be exceeding glad. Wow. Why? For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Rejoice, be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. My, oh my, what encouraging words. I can only imagine what heaven's going to be like. Oh, man. I don't know about you, but this works for me. It certainly does. Can I have an amen on that? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, didn't Jesus say in Hebrews 13 to be content with such things as ye have? For, he said this, and this is his quote, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Wow. Now that's worth fighting for. See, you fight by holding fast to God's word, not by getting mad and angry at somebody and fighting physically with them. No, you fight to hold fast to that truth which was once given unto the saints. Throughout the Word of God, you'll read of trials and tribulations, and every one of them is the result of sin, of man's sin, the sin of Adam that had overwhelmed the human race. How this sin affected mankind? Well, it's outlined time and again throughout the Scriptures. Yes, it is. The question is, do you believe? Do you believe? Have you truly given your life over to the cause of Christ? If you have decided to live your life for yourself, and by your own merits, and have determined to fight the enemy on your own terms, then the day will come. The day will come when you will stand before a holy and righteous God, and the words you will hear will haunt you for all eternity. In Matthew 7, verse 23, we read, and then will I profess unto them, this is Jesus saying, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, you don't want to hear those words coming from Jesus, do you? No. You want to be welcomed into glory. But if you do not repent and believe, those are the words you will hear. The next time you enter the great outdoors, be sure to take a good look around. See over there? Isn't that the newsboy coming down the street? His delivery is free. And just down the street, there's a Salvation Army store. They give free bed and board next door. Ah, but wait. What's that you smell? What's that odor in the air? Why, it's fresh air. It's the fresh air I smell. Now, I wonder where that came from. And look at those giant oak trees across the way. Oh, they sure are strong. They don't bend much in the wind. Oh, no. And they give off lots of shade on a hot summer day. And look at that beautiful field of dandelions over there in that vacant lot. I never saw anyone plant them. But they keep coming back every spring, as beautiful as ever. I wonder why. Do you? Well, the question ain't, do you believe in God? The real question is, how can you not believe in God? How can you not believe in God? You know, a single red rose can be the highlight of someone's day. But the highlight of all is not just the product, it's the producer of the product, where the product came from. And that, my friends, is worth fighting for. As we go through this crazy, mixed-up world today, we begin to realize that everything and every person is worth fighting for if it's for righteousness' sake, if it's on behalf of Jesus Christ. Especially what's worth fighting for are the feeble-minded and the little children, the little children who cannot fend for themselves. How God loves these little children. You know, almost daily we hear of tragedies around the world and even in the midst of ourselves, mostly because of the devil's crowd who seem to want to rape our children. Oh, and tear down our way of living. They want to kill ours. Jesus said that in the end times, things will wax worse and worse. And they're happening right now. They're happening. Oh, when we see these things begin to happen as they are right now, look up, for your salvation draweth nigh. Don't put it off another day. Many of us have come a long way. Yes, we have. And we don't know how long that journey will be. But this much we do know. If it's worth having, then it's worth fighting for. And even dying for. Because that's exactly what Jesus did at Calvary. He died for us. He died for the whole world. All we have to do is repent, turn to Him, and believe. That's all. So hold fast, my friends. Hold fast to the faith once given unto the saints. And in the finality of all things, victory, victory will be ours. May God bless you and strengthen you and keep you, everyone. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Amen.